This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, February 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Enviro's push for ag money. California still leads in ag sales and U.S. ag shrinks again. Enviro's push for ag money and climate bond. A large coalition of environmental groups is pushing for lawmakers to approve a $10 billion bond to go before voters in November. A few of the asks could affect farmers. Nearly half of the proposal's $500 million ag package is lumped into a category for beginning farmers, as well as conservation projects. The Healthy Soils Program would have its funding restored to $80 million. Noticeably absent is any funding for dairy digesters or alternative manure management practices, signaling the heavy opposition the groups have wielded against dairy incentives. On the waterfront, Wildebohn proposal details $150 million for repurposing farmland fallowed under SGMA, and another $100 million would support dam removal, such as along the Eel River and Battle Creek. To support the clean energy transition, the proposal offers $20 million to build charging stations for medium and heavy-duty vehicles. By the way, the bond would add $20 million for a program on regional farm equipment sharing. Last year, Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura failed to convince Governor Newsom to approve a new pilot program on this. Despite the veto, Bennett returned the effort with a measure filed this week. California still dominates U.S. agriculture. USDA released its 2022 agriculture census yesterday, and it shows that California is home to the top 9 counties in ag production. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross called the success, quote, a testament to the resilience and innovation of all those involved in food production. Fresno County topped the list with sales value greater than those in 23 states. The state's overall market value was $59 billion, up nearly $14 billion from the 2017 census. California also leads the nation in the number of farms that have invested in renewable energy at nearly 17,000, mainly from installing solar panels. Yet the number of farms in the state has dropped by 10% to about 63,000. The average size risen to the same percentage, 383 acres. Total farm expenses were up $11.5 billion and exceeded $49 billion. Census confirms ag consolidation. Fewer farms, more feedlots, bigger operations, older and still mostly white producers. Those are some of the highlights, or lowlights, if you will, of the 2022 agricultural census. Groups ranging from the ideological spectrum, from the American Farm Bureau Federation to the Environmental Working Group, are concerned about the continued decline in farms, down 7%, and farmland, down 2% from 2017. Many of the farms that disappeared between 2017 and 22 had sales of $100,000 to $500,000 or less than 10,000 EWG notes. Meanwhile, farms with sales higher than $500,000 grew from 146,568 in 2017 to just over 173,000 in 2022. That's up 18%. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says, quote, the latest census numbers put in black and white the warnings our members have been expressing for years. Increased regulations, rising supply costs, lack of available labor, and weather disasters have all squeezed farmers to the point that many of them find it impossible to remain economically sustainable. The farming population is still mostly white at 95.4% identified as Caucasian. Black farmers made up 1.2%, Hispanic 3%, Asian 0.7%, and American Indian 1.7%. The average age rose to 58.1 years old. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Cover crops reach more acres, but fewer farms. The census also shows cover crops appeared on more acres of cropland in 2022 than they did in 2017. That despite being planted on slightly fewer farms. Farmers planted cover crops on 17.9 million acres in 2022. That represents a 2.6 million acre increase from 2017. Some 153,000 farms planted cover crops in 2022. That's 74 fewer than in 2017. I might have expected total cover crop acres to be a bit higher than the reported 18 million, but we have to take into account the lower harvested cropland that year, the fact it was a dry fall in 2022, which tends to significantly discourage cover crop planting, and the fact that the new boosts in cover crop incentive funding had not yet kicked in at that point, said Rob Myers. He's the director of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. But use of cover crops rose by 24% on farm operations of 500,000 acres or more, while jumping 49% in operations spanning 2,000 acres or more, Meyer says. Those are very positive numbers for cover crop adoption, he said. Looking ahead, Meyer says he expects to see a more dramatic increase in cover crops captured in the 2027 census, that due to, quote, significant boosts in incentive funds and a much greater effort on cover crop education that's getting underway through USDA Climate Smart projects. CBO boosts insurance costs, IRA outlays. The Congressional Budget Office has raised its 10-year forecast for federal crop insurance spending by 22%, that according to an analysis by the GOP staff of the Senate Agriculture Committee. The higher estimate, quote, is driven by higher expected crop prices and an additional 30 million acres projected to be insured each year, driven by an increase in pasture, rangeland, and forest utilization, the analysis says. Now take note, the analysis says it isn't clear yet whether this latest baseline could be used to make cost estimates for a new farm bill. That will be up to the Congressional Budget Committees, and another baseline is expected to be released this spring. More IRA funding available? Well, the updated CBO baseline shows as much as $16.4 billion in from the Inflation Reduction Act could be repurposed in the Farm Bill, a $1.7 billion increase from the net outlays calculated by CBO last May, that according to the Senate Ag Analysis. But while net outlays for each of the four conservation programs covered by the funding differ slightly from last year, the biggest contributor to the overall difference in totals comes from a new line item titled Technical Assistance, which includes $1.2 billion in net outlays. While these funds were also part of the 2023 analysis, they were accounted for differently, according to Senate Ag GOP spokesman Patrick Kramer. Finally, here's today's She Said It. You could just call me Jenny. That USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt, who returned to California to deliver a presentation to her former boss, CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, as well as the State Board of Food and Ag. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, February 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.